Today's podcast article is entitled "Vaccine Hunt and Kill Season is Upon Us." How do I know? The government has sent out 50 million letters in France to browbeat us to get jabbed. Pictured above, don't do it. Alexis Lorenzi was forced to get the flu jab and two other vaccines before they would treat her. This was her reaction to the poison shots. She's going to live, but will be scarred for life. The only reason we know about it is because she had her mobile phone and got it out on TikTok. Otherwise, all the vaccine damage and death are willfully censored and suppressed by doctors, hospitals, and medical companies. Vaccines spend money for all of them, and the profit stream cannot be threatened. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, the China Writers Group, and the Bioweapon Truth Commission. Well, it's, September, October, and the governments around the world are propagandizing and browbeating people to get the flu shots, the flu vaccines, and the COVID vaccine. I got this in the mail. This is in French, but I think, assurance, medical, insurance. You can see up here, from the government, vaccinate yourself against COVID-19. And it says here, that vaccines, the effectiveness diminishes with time. So you need to really get that shot. And, especially for people over 65. So they especially over 65. So they really want to kill off the old people. And so since vaccines diminish over time, you need to keep getting jabbed. And then they're saying, but you can still get COVID. Even though you get the COVID and vaccine, the jab, you can still get COVID, but it'll be less serious. Everybody we know who got the jab got COVID. And all the people I know who didn't get the COVID jab and caught COVID naturally, like me and my wife, we haven't gotten it since because we have natural immunity. They're also saying that it can have some undesirable effects, like at the point of injection, it can be sore and you may have a little bit of a fever. Well, the fact of the matter is that after the last campaign in 2021 and 2022, it has been statistically proven that there were 20 million excess deaths around the world, 20 million, because of the COVID, the Western COVID jabs, the Chinese jabs are. Attenuated viruses, dead viruses. But even there, they're having problems with people, having some illnesses, but nothing like in the West. 20 million people outside of China have died from the vaccines, and all you have to do is just get on the internet and just look, myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, blood clots. We know people. And of course, we know a number of people who are dead, who are not able to listen to this because they're already dead after getting jabbed. Blood clotting, paralysis, like me. My last report, my hands and feet and my right knee are paralyzed from a flu shot I got in 2010. I have Guillain-Barré syndrome, turbo cancers, pancreatitis, and it's a lot more than that. Pfizer and Moderna were forced by a judge to release all their secret information about the results of their jabs around the world, and they wanted to wait 76 years to release the information. They were forced to release it, and there were more than 1,200 side effects. I mean, and many of them are extremely serious. And so, but it's only going to cause a little bit of a tenderness around the injection point and maybe a little bit of a fever. Yeah, after you're dead from a stroke. and so they're saying also here, you know, don't get one every 6 months. You can get jabbed twice a year, but if you're over 80, you can ignore that and get injected four times a year, every 3 months if you're over 80. We don't want you around for very long. I remember when my mother-in-law here in France got jabbed in 2021, and she was in a nursing home, but she was never the same after that. She was never the same after that. And after that and the booster, she got two jabs. She just was not the same person. And so then they're talking about, of course, you know, that the down here at the bottom, of course, with cute little icons, you know, to seduce you into getting jabbed. Of course, you know that these are the mRNA vaccines are not even vaccines. They're patented as genetic treatment. Pfizer and Moderna jabs are not vaccines. They are genetic modification treatments. So if you want to go ahead and, you know, genetically mutate yourself, you could take a little bite of uranium or plutonium and do the same thing. But you know, if you want to genetically modify yourself, if you want that COVID spike protein RNA to get into, and it's already been proven, get into all your cells, your brain, your eyes, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, your intestines, your muscles, and everything else, and you want that MRA to get into your cells and get embedded into your DNA, go right ahead. All right? And then, of course, not to be outdone with the COVID, on the backside is you got to get yourself vaccinated for the flu shot, for flu. Grippe in French is flu. And here they're talking about, well, you need to get jabbed every year because the virus changes over time. Well, it doesn't change over time. Bacteria and viruses reproduce every 20 minutes, and there's one mutation in every 1 billion, bacterial or viral reproductions. And with trillions of a flu bug in your trillions, you know, in circling throughout your body, you are a walking, talking virus and bacteria mutation machine. All of us are, whether we're sick or not, the mutations are happening. And so they have to pick out a certain strain of the virus, the flu virus, that they think is going to affect the people later in the year. And of course, by that time, it's already mutated several times. And so, in fact, I even found here in Lancet, it says here, and it's dated September 5th, 2024, next generation influenza vaccines based on mRNA technology. So maybe not right now, but in the future, they are going to have genetic modification jabs in the flu viruses. It says here, several antigenic clades and subclades of H3N2 influenza viruses can circulate during a single season, either simultaneously or gradually replacing each other in different geographic regions. So this is just basically stating the obvious. Clades are grouped, you know, you start out with one flu virus, it mutates, and you got two, and then it mutates, and you got four, and then it mutates, and you got eight, etc. And you probably maybe have seen these wheels where it shows these trees, you know, branching out as one virus has a common genetic code with various mutations, and then another one's doing the same thing, and it looks like spokes coming out of a wheel. Eventually, it'll mutate so much that one of them will hop over and create a new clade. So this is going on all the time anyway. So basically, the flu shot that you're getting is based on bugs that no longer exist or have been replaced by mutated, sons and daughters. Because licensed seasonal influenza vaccines contain only one H3N2 component, vaccinated individuals are highly likely to contract the infection during the epidemic season with an H3N2 virus from a different clade, often making vaccine campaigns ineffective. So basically, what Lancet magazine is saying is the flu jabs don't work. One possible solution to overcome the constantly evolving nature of H3N2 influenza viruses is the development of a universal influenza vaccine. That is code language for mRNA. And so, and a colleague of mine contacted me after I blasted my story out about my hands and feet and right knee being paralyzed from the shot I got in 2010 for flu, that her father was healthy as a horse all his life, never got vaccines, and was finally propagandized and browbeaten into getting the flu shot. It made him so sick he was in bed for 2 weeks, like me, after 2010. That was the last jab he ever got. And I have talked to more than one person who got the jab and got sick as a horse, healthy as a horse and sick as a horse. Leave it to English to have the same animal for both health and sickness. And they're saying, masks are not enough, distancing is not enough, washing your hands and using alcohol gel is not enough. You've got to get the flu jab. Yeah, go on and get paralyzed like me. And so you've got to get it done now because the virus is mutating. You've got to get it now to catch the wave. I mean, they're just basically saying they don't work. That's what they're saying. And it takes 15 days for the vaccine to take effect, so don't hesitate. Get in there and get it done. Get jabbed. And of course, all vaccines cause a lot of different secondary effects. And we know the MMR, for children causes autism. We know the hepatitis causes autism. I talked to another a colleague, and her husband got the, I think it was the it was TB. He got the TB vaccine and it cratered his lungs and he had reduced lung capacity for months and months and months. And he's only now getting back to normal. Really? Seriously. Not to be outdone Amelie. Mine is Amelie. You can see here is Amelie. Evelyn got hers in the mail. She got hers in the mail. Same thing. This one is for COVID. This one is for flu. You got to get them both. And it tells you what to do. You just go to the pharmacy, and it's free. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything to hurt yourself and get genetically mutated. And so you just go in with this form here, both of them. I'm having a hard time with the injection de vaccin antigrippal, and so you just and the pharmacist will just jab you right there on the spot in the pharmacy, or they'll give you the little vial and you can take it to your doctor and let them do the damage. And then of course with COVID, they will also do the vaccine right there on the spot in the pharmacy, or you can take this to your doctor and get jabbed. Of course, what people don't realize is that for both flu and for COVID, all United States, all the Western countries, the doctors and nurses get paid with taxpayers' dollars to jab you. Every time a pediatrician in the United States gives one of the 71 vaccines that a child is supposed to get between birth and 18 years of age, they get paid by taxpayers' money deposited in their bank account, and they actually have like, you know, scorecards, you know, to try to jab as many people as they possibly can. They can make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year for jabbing as many children and adults as possible. And of course, why do they, you know, why, well, how can they afford to, you know, pay a doctor $50,000 extra a year to jab you? Because you get sick. And so you're back and you're taking medication and you're going to labs and you're going to clinics and you're going to the hospital and you're going to the doctors because these vaccines make you sick and sick and sick and sick. And for many people, you're sick for the rest of your life, like me with my Guillain-Barré, which I will undoubtedly have until I die. So anyway, it'd be, if you got the same thing in the mail, send me a picture and I'll be happy to share it. And of course, you know where these are going to go, in the trash. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sign of Land, signing out.